Have you been flagged by Facebook or YouTube? Then that means you're probably on the red list. What is the red list? It's the government kill list. The television calls it the Havana syndrome, but this isn't happening in Havana, and it's not a syndrome. This is a state-sanctioned genocide, and it's happening through cell towers. These cell towers have been weaponized to exterminate innocent civilians without due process. They can enter into anyone's home and cause a heart attack or stroke, and you have to pay attention to the warning signs. Have you been experiencing a high-pitched sound, buzzing, hissing in your ear, chirping in your ear? Have you been experiencing chronic fatigue, headaches, or heart palpitations? Then you're definitely on the kill list. And these are the only warning signs that you're going to get before the heart attack and the stroke and the obituary. So you have to protect yourself, and we have to continue to raise awareness on this issue. The vaccines are nothing compared to this death grid that's out there, to say the least. What can you do to protect yourself? You're dealing with a $1 trillion weapon system, and so you're going to need industrial strength shielding if you're going to survive. We recommend sheet metal, EMF fabric, anything and everything that you can get. Research Faraday shielding, and you need a ton of it. Thick layers of it. We're not just talking about one layer or a beanie that you buy online. You're going to need 7 or 10 layers, and you're probably going to need multiple types of materials in your shielding strategies. You're going to need armor, EMF armor, EMF flak jacket, EMF helmet. It is now an EMF war zone out there, and they're killing people and making it look like climate change, making it look like heart attacks, strokes, and cancers. If you've experienced the warning signs, buzzing, hissing in your ears, clenched jaw, headaches, chronic fatigue, heart palpitations, weird apnea, strange vibrations at night. If you've experienced any of these warning signs, your life is in danger. Seriously, the video guy is fired. But you need to invest in shielding materials, heavy-duty industrial strength shielding materials. It's the only way to survive. There's no running away from the system. There's no getting off the grid. This is worldwide. It's following people from state to state, city to city, country to country. This is international in nature. Not only are they censoring people online, they're censoring people in the real world. Millions of people have been killed, and millions of people are being processed by this extermination program. It's the biggest secret that's out there pretty much right now. And people need to raise awareness, continue to raise awareness about the dangers of these cell towers. It's not just cancer from cell phone risks or from cell phone usage. This is a targeted weapon system that uses microwave laser beams. The industry calls it phased array beams that hit you, and they can kill in minutes and seconds. This is a control grid meant to deprive you of your liberty and your freedom. And they will deprive you of food. They will deprive you of basic necessities if you don't have armor and personal shielding. We recommend that people experiment with all sorts of combinations. But right now, sheet metal, thick aluminum foil, and EMF fabric are easy solutions as far as personal armor is concerned. You have to take this threat seriously. This is well documented. It's happening. It's been rolled out worldwide, and everyone is in danger. This is not something that's just happening in Cuba. This is not something that's just happening to other people. It's happening everywhere, in every country, in every city. Millions of people are online screaming, and nobody can help them. And they don't understand the full nature of what they're up against. This is an automated kill grid that works like a mesh network. And wherever you go, you're basically always surrounded and always under attack. And they try to weaken you. They try to immobilize you. They try to basically make you feel like it's natural causes so that you don't defend yourself from the real problem. Most people will go to the doctor and then they will die because they're not treating the real problem. They're just calling it heart disease, or they're just calling it a stroke or something like that, or cancer, but they're not addressing the cause. The cause is these cell towers that's in everybody's neighborhood. And so these are like weapons turrets that's firing laser beams at people, like the Starship Enterprise. Invisible laser beams that are made of microwaves instead of photons. So you can't see them, but they can come into your home at night. You might as well not lock your doors, because you're not protecting yourselves from the real threat that's out there. We recommend that everybody accumulate shielding materials, go to the hardware store, raid all the hardware stores, get everything you can from contractors. You can never have enough of it. Eventually, your number will come up, and if you're not prepared, you won't last very long. All we can say is that millions of people are being affected by it right now. And as one person dies, another person gets added to the list. And according to the intel, this is a deep state program meant to exterminate purebloods and conservatives. And so in the fog of the pandemic and the economic crises and the elections and every other bread and circus story that's out there, they're killing people. Every day that goes by, more people are killed and more people are being added to the list. Attacks are coming from all directions, including underground. They have a massive network of underground weapons that target people on the surface. People are not expecting attacks coming from underground. They are expecting attacks from cell towers. They are expecting attacks from satellites or hot air balloons or planes. But it's coming from everything that has a transmitter. It's been rolled out massively. And essentially it takes a comprehensive, robust shielding strategy to survive. You have to take this seriously. You have to be proactive and not reactive, because when it happens to you, your first thought is basically going to put up some aluminum foil. I'm going to put up some Mylar. I'm going to, you know, plug it into the ground and I'll be good. And you're going to spend days trying to get that done, and it does nothing. And it won't save you. And so they're basically using people's ignorance against them in every regard when it comes to this weapons program. If you want to survive, then you're going to have to start protecting yourself now, because when it hits you, it doesn't take them very long to kill you. This is very serious. It's described as torture by millions of people. There's nothing quite like it. And if you don't have shielding materials, if you haven't researched into how to protect yourself from energy weapon attacks, then you're basically going to have a huge disadvantage and you may not survive. And so protect yourselves. This is happening. It's only logical. We know that this is true. And it's only a matter of time before it happens to you. And so continue to raise awareness about 5G, Havana syndrome, directed energy weapon attacks, targeted individuals, but also move in the direction of protecting yourselves. Educate yourselves and acquire shielding materials. It's going to take heavy-duty industrial shielding to survive. And what we can say is that combinations work best. Aluminum and copper are a good combination. Nothing replaces sheet metal. Magnets have their place in your shielding strategy as well. And the more comprehensive, the better. You're basically dealing with Skynet. It will find your weakest point in shielding and take advantage of it. It will shoot through the cracks. It will snipe you. It will hunt you wherever you go, like the movie Terminator. It's out there. It's happening. It's a nightmare. And if you're awake, if you've ever been flagged, if you're on the red list, then your number is coming. They're taking out the high priority cases first, but they won't forget you. Chances are many of you have already experienced the early warning signs of the Havana syndrome. Take it seriously, because by the time it gets to the stage where it is serious, you won't care anymore. You'll get depressed, you'll go to the doctor, and it's over real quick. This is like the pipes bursting in your home. This has to be a priority for you and everybody that you know, and save who you can. Not everyone is going to understand. Do what you can to make it happen. You're building a safe, you're building a fridge, you're building, you know, a skiff, you're building something important, and it has to be there, a safe room, in case of an intruder, in case of a war, in case of, you know, a nuclear explosion. Make something up, but make yourself a safe room. We're not trying to sell you the materials. We're not trying to benefit from this. We're trying to save as many people as we can so that we can have some survivors. Otherwise, all of the conservatives, all of the Christians, all of the purebloods are going to get wiped out by this system. Take this very seriously. If you haven't experienced this yet, you will experience this soon. This has been rolled out massively in every country. There's no running away from it. There's no point in trying to run away. What you have to do is cope and adapt, stay calm, and act accordingly. And so some people won't understand. That's fine. It's not about them understanding. It's not about making them happy. It's about surviving. And you're going to have a lot of cult members behind the scenes trying to get you to not protect yourself. Oh, that's stupid. Oh, that's silly. Why are you doing that? I feel fine. It's just your imagination. You're going to hear it all, just like with the vaccines and everything else. These people want you to die. These people will say anything to kill you because they're not who you think they are. You know there's something wrong with the vast majority of people that's around you. And these people have already been assimilated or body snatched or something else. Maybe they're under duress. But these people are traitors and they will try to kill you. And they'll let the Death Towers do it. Everybody knows these things are weaponized. They don't want to talk about it because they don't want to be on the list. You're already on the list, so don't worry about what they're thinking or saying. Worry about yourself. And so, accumulate shielding materials. Do your research. The more you know, the better. But don't think that any single strategy is going to work. Eating right isn't going to be enough. Sleeping right isn't going to be enough. A magic stone or pendant isn't going to be enough. Nothing is enough with this trillion-dollar military weapon. And so have a robust strategy, redundancy, multiple layers of multiple different types of materials. The more, the better. And practice making armor for lightweight solutions. Look at 5 to 10 layers of EMF copper fabric overlaid with 5 to 10 layers of thick aluminum foil, alternating patterns so that the shiny sides are facing in on each other, causing a mirror effect. So that some of the waves come in, get trapped, bounce around, and in some cases, basically cancels the incoming wave out of the same frequency. It's like auto-jamming armor. But it's not 100%. It's lightweight. If you tape it up real good, it'll last you. Put it, you know, in the closet. You may need it one day. Practice making armor, helmet, pants, kilt, skirt, apron, thyroid shield, the works. Practice making it. Have a stock of it for you and yours. You're going to need it. And there's probably other things that we could say as far as, you know, what works. Magnets, again, have their place. Magnets are especially effective against low frequencies. Low frequencies will basically penetrate all shielding. And so for anything under 10 kilohertz, it goes through just about all shielding and it flies under the radar of EMF detectors. You'd be like, it looks good, but it feels strange. And so, understand how EMF works, how technology works, and what you can do to protect yourself. But EMF, extremely low frequencies in the EMF spectrum can be blocked with magnetic fields. Magnetic shielding can be very effective. Yet, you don't necessarily want to have powerful magnets on you all the time. We keep researching new ideas and we're testing out a bunch of new different strategies all the time. And so we'll keep you updated. But one of the things that we're looking at now is basically like a capacitor made out of copper wire and a roll of aluminum foil. And so you can basically make a candlestick or a stick of dynamite with aluminum foil. You don't unwrap it, you just leave it tightly coiled as it is, and then you wrap the thickest copper wire you can around it. And basically, if you were to add like paper towels and salt water in between the copper wire and the aluminum foil, you would get yourself a battery. But this picks up some of the EMF traffic and basically stores it like a capacitor and just basically shorts it out automatically. It has some effect, but it's not like a force field. But it's cheap and easy to deploy. You can put a ton of these things everywhere, all around your residence and the like. And, you know, it's a tough little piece of shielding. Otherwise, you know, practice making multi-layered composite shielding, make it discreet, and have it ready. You're going to need it. Till the next time. If you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.